He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
We are going to be talking about chiropractic care at every age. We're not just talking about somebody in their 50s or 60s with pain in a hip or a low back. We're going to be talking about chiropractic as a system of medicine, not just back crackers or clickers or whatever we're doing these days. We're talking about chiropractic as something that is a system of medicine that you can use throughout your life. And we have an expert. We have Dr. Joe Scoville. Now, Dr. Scoville practices in Wisconsin. His website is proactivewi.com. Dr. Scoville, where is your office and how do these folks that are listening reach you if they need you?
Well, we're actually right on West Blue Mound Road. It's 19601 West Blue Mound Road, Suite 100 in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And they can call us anytime at 262-439-9822.
I want to jump right into a technique you use. Now, I adjust as a naturopath, but I adjust healthy people that sort of have a misalignment, and then I get out of dodge, and I adjust. I do a lot of visceral stuff for atrial fibrillation. I'll do some thoracic stuff, you know, but disc things, you know, when they come in with that 8 out of 10 of pain, I got to get them to smart folks like you. What is this SOT technique that I've been hearing about? Can you tell us about that?
SOT is actually a sacro-occipital technique. And what it does is it gives you the tools as a practitioner in order to be able to assess the relationship between the sacrum, which is actually the base of the spine, or right in between your two hip bones on the backside, and the occiput, or the base of the skull. Those two have a kind of a working relationship throughout the entire spine with one another.
Okay. Now, when our baby was born, we had a home birth. We're naturopaths. And
wonderful.
I said to my wife, I was like, hey, we're not having a baby, or we're having a baby, but I'm not actually having the baby. So whatever you want. And she read the red tent, got up in that chair and had a baby, right? Empowered. We also did have the midwife do the cranial sacral work. So for us, the chiropractic technique started at birth. Is that safe? Is that needed? Is that something that everybody needs to consider?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we're looking at is we're seeing more and more patients and more people and parents seeking chiropractic care for their kids. You're looking at birth being an absolute trauma to that child.
Oh, my
even
God.
With natural birth, it's an absolute trauma. Really? And you know, our birthing methods in the United States currently create even more trauma. If you don't get your child assessed right away, that can lead to more serious problems down the road. And some things that we might want to be looking for, maybe if the baby is colicky, if they have breathing difficulties, if they have nursing difficulties, any kind of sleep disturbances or allergic reactions or even chronic infection may be associated with some sort of neurological disturbance due to birth trauma.
Okay. And why does that scare our public, a chiropractor working with a newborn infant, right? To me, what scares the public is the tongs. Like what I'm nervous of,
I have friends of mine,
they've got those tong marks in their head. And sucking a baby out in C-sections, that spooks me. And it's weird that people are scared of some gentle manipulation. Why do you think that is? Is it just because of what we're used to?
I think it's because what we're used to. Yeah, the system that we are primarily, you know, kind of focused on. And, you know, using the forceps actually has enough pressure to cause internal decapitation. And it has a real serious effect on the soft tissue called dura mater going down the spine, which is actually the what the bones of the spine form around as the baby goes through development. But I think we're really scared of
chiropractors. We used to make fun of my brother. He has the tong marks, and we used to say, that's why you're stupid and stuff. It turns out he's a venture capitalist worth millions, and we're that. But I think he uses a chip on his shoulder. But, man, he's got those tong marks. I apologize for interrupting you. I want to shift over to a little different thing. What I want to do is say a decade of life, and I want you to throw out what basic chiropractic maintenance you think that age group needs. Okay, so first, from birth to 10 years old, what type of chiropractic maintenance care should that child, male or female, be getting?
Well, I think right at birth is a great time in order to assess the neurological system. So when we're looking at progression, what we have is we have one of three reasons why a child or anybody would need chiropractic care. We have physical stress or trauma, which is, again, associated with birth, can be associated with birth. We have chemical stress, which is what we eat, what we drink, what we breathe. And then we also have emotional stress. So any emotional stress that might be involved in that child's life. Now, it's hard to give an exact protocol for a child, but probably the best way to get that done is to just have it assessed, number one. And as the child progresses, just pay attention to any kind of spinal changes that might be involved. So the majority of the time, the younger the child, the less they need to be treated. So you're looking at, as soon as a child is born, with just a standard, you know, everything being okay, nothing without, you know, with outside of normal limits, you're looking at maybe 1 to 3, maybe 4 visits for that child initially. And then
okay, let's move on to 20s.
Okay, so
what kind of maintenance chiropractic care would you expect there?
Sure. When we hit our 20s, things kind of start to fade a little bit. So I call it the health bank. So when we're babies, we have more money in our bank. And as we go through life, we have these little individual traumas from each one of those three categories that I talked about. And each one of those traumas leads to, you know, more and more issue. So into your 20s, you're looking at a good maintenance plan of every other month, possibly once a month, depending on what your job is. But every other month is usually pretty good to help maintain the spine and surrounding structures.
Okay, let's look at that 40s to early 50s andropause, menopause time for men and women. What type of maintenance chiropractic care would they need? And understanding that, listeners, Dr. Scoville here, I consider him a doctor. He's not a backcracker because he's a chiropractor. This gentleman is nutrition. This gentleman is detox. This is a full-fledged system of medicine. I just want to add that in, Dr. Scoville.
Thank you. As we get older, of course, there's more complications. You know, age just kind of drags on us. Now, it really is dependent on what we did in our younger years. So the better we were to ourselves, or the more proactive we were about our health care when we were younger, the better or easier time we're going to have as we get older, as we age. I'm not saying there isn't going to be complications, but what we normally look at for that group is usually, you know, once a month or so, and that's a pretty regular basis. Now, I have some patients that are once every six months in that category. I have some that are once a year. And it really is based on their need.
Okay.
But a majority of the time, once a month can be very effective in helping to maintain the spine and surrounding structures again.
Now, one of the things I can tell you as a cardiologist, that there's a few things that make people old, and I'm not talking about years. I'm talking about their effect, their ability to go about life. And one of them, the most important, is the health of their back and hips. If you're 40 and you have a bad hip, you're old. If you're 40 and you have a bad back, you're old. It just is. There's these old yogis that always say, you're as old as your back is, and they're pretty smart. And that whole system is there. I think you might be underestimating the amount of maintenance that we need to do on our backs. Is that just because I'm overcompensating because I'm 48 and freaking out about age? Or is
I don't think I'm underestimating. What I think I'm doing is I'm establishing an initial protocol. The patient. So when a patient comes in to me, I establish an initial acute protocol, and that's my maintenance cycle after that initial acute protocol. And if I haven't taught this person how to eat correctly, how to manage stress, and how to exercise correctly, then I'm not doing my job. And I feel like if I need to treat that patient more often than once a month, once every other month, then there's other things that we need to work on outside of the clinic that will help with that.
We've got Dr. Joe Scoville. Joe, thank you for being on today, bringing us up on chiropractic care at every age. And proactivewi.com, 20s, 30s, 80s, you need it, get it. Keep that back healthy. Stay young at Radio MD and radiomd.com.